This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Rich Moreno.
And I'm Jasmine Creighton.
We talked a few months ago about Brian Williams, the flap over him. We were waiting to see what his punishment would be. And within the past few weeks, we learned his role will change with NBC. He will now handle breaking news on cable channel MSNBC. And, of course, his fall from grace began early this year when he exaggerated some of the events that occurred while he covered the war in Iraq in 2003. So we talked about this a few months ago, and now that we know what the future holds for him, perhaps we want to follow up a little bit, Jasmine. What are your thoughts? Did NBC handle this properly?
Well, I think they did the best that they could with what they were given. I was not surprised by their decision. In fact, we discussed this even off Shop Talk a couple times, and I figured that they would give him a role that was no longer on NBC Nightly News. He is very well respected with his audience, and maybe that doesn't include journalists, but there are a lot of people out there who really like Brian Williams. And they, you know, there was a lot of flack when they ended up pulling him off of the show. There were a lot of people who wanted him brought back. So to use Brian Williams in some kind of role, I think it's probably to their benefit, but taking him off NBC Nightly News was the right thing to do.
I guess I have a lot of questions about this, not being a television person. The first one comes to mind is that if he's not credible enough to be on the NBC Nightly News as the anchor person, then he's credible enough to be on MSNBC?
I don't even think they see it as an issue of credibility, even though a lot of journalists do.
Okay.
Honestly, I think a lot of people see his misremembering, as he likes to call it, as something that he just messed up, and this is not indicative of who he is as a person. And I sometimes wonder if people, his audience, and remember, we're talking about the audience here, not journalists, because we're in the profession, but we see him differently than other people do. I think the audience is very willing to forgive, and I think we know from just past experience that people are very forgiving in our culture. We've seen that numerous times with politicians who've been welcomed back with open arms after lying to their constituents or lying about certain situations. I think Brian Williams is no different in that role. People wanted to see him, you know, improve or, you know, have a position somewhere. And I think they're doing what they needed to do to save face in some way.
I feel the public is not as forgiving of someone lying about military service, though in this case, he wasn't serving in the military. He was covering the military. And he didn't lie about going over there. He was there. And I've never been in a war zone, so I can't relate directly to this. But certainly there's so much chaos in a situation like that where he was in with a group that was being fired upon. A different helicopter was fired upon, but they were close by. And passage of time, maybe he just flubbed a detail a little bit. I mean, are we willing to forgive that of a journalist?
I don't know. I mean, it kind of brings to mind what happened to Dan Rather, where there was a story that CBS had been basically given some misinformation. They ran it. They went with it. Rather kind of staked his reputation on it. And he was let go, essentially. He's still bitter about it. If you see interviews and things like that, it's important, I think, as an anchor person to have that. You know, obviously, with Rather, the decision was made. Now, maybe his ratings weren't as good as Brian Williams, and so there was the mercenary aspect as well. But I kind of wonder when you screw up on, and this is lying versus being misled by a source, which is what happened to Dan Rather. Mm-hmm. Why is one a fireable offense and the other one is a slap on the hand in some way? Yeah, it's a tarnished reputation. He's being put on a cable station that has about 10% of the NBC audience. He's still making $10 million a year. So
he signed a 5-year contract shortly before this scandal unfolded.
And I mean, I guess they'd have to pay him. whether they used him or not. But I'm still not sure I see the distinction between, why one anchor person who, didn't lie, He just was misled by sources, and then stood by his producers, and then was hung out to dry. And then we have Brian Williams, who, you know, clearly misstated the facts. And yet he's kind of given a second chance. And I know what you're saying is people felt that, and maybe we're in a different time. You know, maybe at the time when this happened with Dan Rather, it was, you know, zero tolerance. And now we're in, you know, in a period where people are, you know, yeah, okay, you can have your comeback. Everybody likes a second act. And maybe that's what will end up happening here. But I kind of wonder, I guess, in my mind, like, what's the difference?
I don't have an answer to that. The Rather's report was about George W. Bush's military service, correct?
Right. He claimed that he had received a letter that showed that that President Bush had been given preferential treatment when he was a pilot, and that he actually never served or the time he allegedly was supposed to have served in the Air Guard. He wasn't even there. He was off partying or doing other things. Turns out the documents were doctored. They weren't true, and CBS was, you know, clearly somebody with a political agenda used them against President Bush, and it was a bad thing. But you know, and I guess to Brian Williams' credit, he didn't tell this lie on the air as part of the newscast. Whereas, did he?
Well, I think he did talk about it, didn't he?
I think the story was first told before a hockey game that he was at with a military veteran. And instead of correcting the story, Brian Williams sort of just went along with
it. But it wasn't a report that he was, you know, he didn't did he do it in his news report?
Maybe not, no, but he had told it a few times on air.
Yeah, and I know he repeated it. Yeah.
Exaggerating war stories.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe they are two different things. I'm not sure. But I do kind of wonder why he was given this second chance that Dan Rather. Maybe they did.
Some people would see what happened to Brian Williams as being punishment.
Yeah.
And perhaps his ratings were starting to slide. And we've talked on this program that ABC's ratings have gone up. NBC started to slide. Maybe they were looking for a way to inject some fresh blood into the NBC nightly news, and maybe it was time to move Williams, and this gave NBC an excuse to do that.
Right.
Yeah, it is interesting to note that NBC Nightly News and Lester Holt's first official week as anchor, they beat ABC.
Yeah, I'd read that his numbers were up, that he was. So, again, looking at it as purely a business, it was the right decision for NBC. Although, you know, they certainly took a PR hit with this, and everybody associated with it is, you know, certainly had to pay some kind of a price. I still kind of wonder why he wasn't fired.
I think it's the personality. I mean, there's so much that goes into how they have boosted him up for the audience's sake. And I think a lot of it has to do with how he plays with the audience. Mm-hmm. And he played very well up until that point.
A good point.
And even after the fact, he had a lot of people who supported him.
I had a question. Do you think that his mea culpa answered anything?
A lot of people were not very happy with that.
Okay.
Now, I haven't watched it in a little while now, but I know there was a lot of flack for that because the people didn't feel like he really owned up to what he had done.
Again, though, is that the audience or is that journalists who are criticizing him?
That was journalists, once again, yes.
And I saw mixed. Some critics and some folks said, oh, you know, he came right out. He said, you know, I misremembered, but, it was hubris on my part. I mean, he kind of fell on his sword a little bit about that. And so there were some who felt that he, you know, it was inappropriate. But then, like you said, I read a lot of journalists who were like, he never just came out and said, I'm sorry.
Right.
I screwed up.
Ask someone a year from now, an audience, not a journalist, ask someone you know who's not involved in journalism about that Brian Williams scandal and see if they can even remember what it was all about.
Yeah, well, you can ask my mom because she loves Brian Williams and she has three kids who are in this business in some way. And regardless of that, she feels for him. She wanted to see him back on the desk.
Well, that's obviously why he's still there, because enough people feel that way. To answer your question, I think you're right. Nobody's going to remember, or very few are going to remember a year from now. Just as very few remember, why did Dan Rather leave the air? You know,
right.
There was something.
That's right. Hey, we have run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.